You gotta keep the string going.
What in the Winterfell?
Welcome to What in the Winterfell.
Hello, hello. This is another episode of What in the Winterfell.
What in the winter fudge and fail? I said fudge and fail because I'm just, that's how I feel.
This episode is going to be.
Yep. Upsetting.
So if you don't want to hear some upsetting stuff,
just get off.
Get off now.
Just run away. Because we are not satisfied.
Not one bit.
It has been how many years of our lives?
About four for me. I didn't start at the beginning either.
So I will honestly say that it's been about three because I binged and then I waited the 2 years.
Okay.
And then I watched this one in real time.
Okay. Well, you know.
Still.
You know, it's time. We're going to skip all the pleasant dreams. We hope all y'all doing all right out there.
Yeah, hopefully so. Yes. That we just watched.
Yeah, so I just want to start off and say I totally did not like the ending.
I mean, what part of the ending? Because it's like all of the characters ended something. And then it the way that it ended, it was like the beginning of whatever spinoffs are going to happen. But who knows if all these spinoffs are going to happen at the same time. So you're going to have to go back and watch this episode to understand the rest of it.
Like his brand. King.
I didn't like Bran being the king. I didn't like Sansa separating the north. I didn't like them banning
John?
I guess that's the word, banning or exiling John.
Yeah, he was exiled.
I didn't like that. I didn't like Tyrion telling them, yo, don't listen to anything I say, and then they listen to everything he said.
It was very Games of Thronesy. You don't think so?
I think they rushed it.
Oh.
I've been doing a little reading and dabbling.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. I refuse.
The guys who do the show, they're doing the Star Wars trilogy now.
So I think they just like said, screw it. You don't care about this
anymore. Because I was just like, y'all, somebody give me something.
Yeah.
Like, somebody give me something.
Why sit?
Now, maybe that makes sense as to why Bran was so doggone absent in every single god doggone thing.
No, that doesn't add up so? At all for me.
Do you don't think it adds up?
That doesn't add up. Like, he had, like, dude, you said 30,000 times you don't want to be king, you can't be king. You don't want to be Lord. You can't be a Lord.
And here go Bran the Broken.
And now is why did I come all the way up here? I just wish, I think with all the endings, with what the ending that happened.
Which one did you actually like?
If they would have had more time to actually set these up, it would have been better.
Think so?
Would have been better. They didn't have any real estate. It's like a plane taking off and you just rush to take off. The flight is going to be a little rocky at first.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed more time. But what I did like.
Yeah, what did you like?
I liked the reuniting with Ghost. I kind of figured that was going to happen even when he sent him off.
Yeah.
But like that.
I knew John was going to have to survive so that we could see Ghost again.
Yeah. I don't
know. Some kind of way.
What you didn't like?
I didn't like the fact that everyone went their separate ways. I didn't like that because they're really not ever going to see each other again. Now, I know this is the end of the show. I fully understand and am aware. But in some of these episodes, they literally went from the north to freaking King's Landing in 20 seconds. And so some of these characters are saying that they'll never see each other again, blase, blase. But why does that have to be? Like, why will John never see Sansa again? Sansa's going to be in Winterfell. John's going to be in the north. Why can't he ever see her again?
Well, he's exiled. He's not allowed to come back.
But why can't she go to see him.
I doubt she's going to go that far. She's never been that far in 8 seasons.
She need to go, though.
Yeah, she's not going to make
it. I mean, Arya was going to go. Well, actually, no. She said she was never going to go.
Yeah.
I think she would have gone.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It was.
There were too many rainbows and sunshine moments in this last episode. I was waiting for this other shoe to drop. I
didn't see any rainbow and sunshine.
I did. Everything was just so.
What was rainbow and sunshine?
I mean, John left. Nobody tried to kill him. That wasn't rainbow and sunshine? Yes, it was.
No.
He ain't dead.
He got exiled.
But he ain't dead. He's the rightful. He don't even want to be. Okay.
He's the rightful king.
It would be different if John was exiled to a part of all of the kingdoms that he didn't want to be in. John don't want to be in King's Landing. He don't want to be anywhere else but in the North.
He's exiled. He's basically a member of the Night's Watch again. He can't have kids. He can't have a wife.
I'm trying to figure out who is going to monitor this. Who going to tell? Ain't nobody going up there to check.
Well, but he's like super honorable.
Yeah, I know that, but that don't mean.
So he's gonna honor that.
I'm just saying, he don't want to be with him anyway. He looked pretty content on his horse riding off to the north.
So what else did you think was rainbow and sunshine?
I think Arya was rainbow and sunshine too. I like the fact that she's going to go and explore places that are not seen. That literally sets up everything for her. That character can go anywhere, can do anything from this point on and forevermore. I like that. Now everybody else, girl, Sansa, girl, you should have doggone bent the knee to your brother. I understand you're loyal, but why you gotta act like that? Your brother wouldn't have done nothing to you.
Oh, yeah, I guess she worried about the people after him or something. I don't know, but
I didn't get that. Like, girl, what?
The whole episode was weird. Like, they rushed and killed Danny, man. Like, it was so much talk about that Danny was going to be pregnant with John's baby. I guess that would have been fan service, if anything. That would have been fan service if they would have made her pregnant. I
mean, the thing about it is, for me, the way that it happened, I would like to say that they owe us that much, but they don't. It's the last episode. They did exactly what they wanted to do.
I'm not summarizing it by just the episode, though. Because I've been, like, this whole season, I've been on the edge. Like, is this good or not?
Uh-huh.
I'm summarizing it by, like.
By the whole season.
Her
demise was so quick. Now, I can say that by the whole season. It was so quick. She took a turn for the worse so quickly. And all of the other seasons from the first season that she was in, which I can't remember at the time.
She was in season one.
Okay, yeah. So,
episode one.
So, like, from the beginning, they built up this character so well and made us love her for the fact that she wants to take people and put them into better situations, and she's always been the underdog and all of these things that made her into such a great person, or that's what we thought. And then her demise was 6 episodes long.
Not
even 6 episodes, probably like 4.
A lot of the stuff I got beef with, like,
give me something.
A lot of the stuff I got, no, listen to me. Check this out. So, a lot of stuff I got beef with, they've been showing it through the course of the show.
Okay.
So, like, John turning down, being exiled and turning down the kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
They showed that way before when Master, what's his name? Maester.
You good at this, not me.
Maester A. He was a Targaryen. I can't remember his name. He was the Maester in the Night.
I know what you're talking about. The one with man, the crows.
The old man. He was the Targaryen. He was a rightful king before Danny's dad.
I remember him so having that conversation.
It's that same thing that John happened to John. So they've been showing that. Danny, she's been saying she's gonna take the throne by fire and blood. She's been saying that like since season 2, 1 or 2. So they've been showing a lot of this stuff, but I didn't want that to happen because that's like
what we would have thought would happen.
That's what you think is gonna happen, and the show is very good at not doing what you think is gonna happen. But a lot of the time,
maybe we've just gotten really good at thinking about thinking in the mind of Game of Thrones.
Well, I need to be getting paid Game of Thrones money.
I can't agree with you there. Cannot agree with that. I mean, can't disagree. That's what I mean.
If we that good,
but
at
we've been money. Hey guys, you want to pay us a little bit? Just a little coin.
We need Game of Benioff and I forgot
little,
the other guy's
little
name.
coin on the side.
You know, hey, throw us a little bit of your salary, Doc. Come on.
I mean. Oh goodness!
What did you like?
Oh, see, normally I have these things written down, but I was trying to go off the top of the dome here. But I was just like, what? Oh, I loved the very last scene. It was so great for me because Brienne, my girl. Before, you never would have been able to touch that book. And here you are, writing, and still being an honorable person. She could have written whatever she wanted about Jaime Lannister. But she still did the honorable thing, because that is Brienne, and that is Brienne's character. She could have wrote, he is so trifling, he didn't do nothing, and he ain't nobody.
Black women.
She coulda.
I love black women, man.
She coulda. You left me up here in the cold for your trifling sister. You incestuous little prick.
God, Jesus Christ.
That's how I felt. That's what she coulda wrote. But she didn't. She was honorable. And she said that he died protecting his queen.
Who he thought was his queen?
No. She wrote down in
I know what she wrote, but I'm saying in actuality, who he thought was queen.
Well, I mean, Cersei Lannister's always been his queen since they first started having children together. Nasty.
What does she like?
I really like that part. I like Podrick. I like the fact that he's important too.
Podrick is a knight now.
Yes, he is. Oh, what's that guy who's now the master of the coin? Of the purse?
Bron.
Yeah, I like that he is that because he was so stingy and he was so shiesty with all the money. Like, throughout his whole character, he was so shiesty. But now it's like, we gonna be all right because he ain't letting none of this coin come out.
I thought that scene was funny, though.
It was extremely funny.
That scene was funny because it's just a bunch of people who don't deserve to be where they are.
No, but favor.
Doing what they... Dude should not be master of coin.
No.
Davos should not be whatever he was.
However, here we are. It's really, it could also be used as like a mirror of politics of today. A lot of these people shouldn't be where they are. But here y'all go wilding. Acting up. These board meetings might look just like that. Ain't none of y'all qualified.
Nine times out of ten, they look just like that.
Just shooting like, it.
Shooting shit.
There you go. Just shooting it.
Hey, man, I think we should do this.
No, guys, I don't even think I read anything about that, but let's just go ahead and vote. Yeah. And that is why exercising your right to vote and making informed votes and informed decisions is important.
Getting your political bag and money. Come on, talk.
That's all I have to say about that because Samuel Tully tried. He was a man far ahead of his time. He wanted to bring democracy to Seven Kingdoms,
and they laughed at him.
And ain't none one of them was qualified though. But that literally is how it is starting to look. You laugh in the face of democracy, but you have nothing better to offer.
Yeah, it's some evil people out here, man. Evil people trying to tell people
what to do with their bodies.
Evil people.
How they should walk, how they should talk, what is acceptable, what is not, and they will never be affected by never. They will never be affected by the law directly. They might be affected indirectly if they have like a daughter or a wife or a cousin or something, but never directly affected.
Karma,
they
will not. Karma always comes around.
Karma, yes, but I'm just saying in the fact that they will never be a woman who's in that type of predicament.
Yeah.
Ever. And you're making decisions for people's bodies and you are not qualified to make that decision. But what did qualify them is the inability for those who could have made informed votes. They did not make them. And here we are in 2019, which is where they could have been in freaking King's Landing if they would have just let everybody keep wilding, talking about, well, I feel like I'm qualified. Sansa was like, you can have a seat.
That was her uncle.
Yeah, you can have a seat.
Uncle, she told him, sit down, man.
Sit down.
Sit down, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
And nobody else said, no, he can keep standing. No, no, no. Sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down. That's what we need to do. Sit down.
I tell you something that I dug out the episode. The doggone Drogon, he's the smartest animal you ever meet in your life.
That was so sad, yo.
He's smart.
He was smart.
To burn down that throne was like, yo, this is the evil. This is what got her killed.
Yes.
We're going to burn this down.
The fact that he could discern that. Like, I'm not even upset at John.
Yeah. Then he was smart enough to know I can't burn John, so I'm just going to burn this down.
So I'm
going to
just burn this down. I'm going to cry for my mama, and then I'm going to take my mama and we're going to go home.
No, but that I didn't like that, though.
You didn't?
That part of him flying off with her, like, where are you going?
I don't know.
Buddy, where are you going?
Maybe Drogon knows where he could take her and she's going to live
again. Stop the press.
What?
Bran, you want to wait till episode 6 to say, oh, I go find him. I'll warg into him. You wait until episode 6, bro. Where you were in episode 3?
When you should have been warging into somebody.
Yeah.
But you was rolling your eyes back into some crows. Let me tell you something. We're not going to let that go.
Dude.
Okay?
Dude.
We're never going to let that go. Because Theon Greyjoy didn't have to go out like that. I'm standing by that.
Dude, that freaking boy, I burned my grits.
Sick of you.
It burned
Sick
my
of you.
Grits, man.
Sick of you, Bran. Hodor died for you. Did Hodor die for that? Did he? Man, no.
It doesn't make sense.
Hodor held the door for you.
Like, that's lazy writing, man. That's just lazy writing on the showwriter's part.
Ooh, I'm upset. Oh, Hodor, I liked, that episode, Ray. I know this isn't about that episode, but that episode, I cried. I cried some real tears.
I ain't crying, but I did feel.
I did.
I did feel I did, the emotions.
Because then I did, the writing on that episode, ooh-wee, that was a good episode.
See, you know what's, you know, I've heard some people say this, and I kind of agree with them.
What?
Like, the first 6 seasons were off the books. So they were just basically interpreting the books and putting it on screen, and then like season 7 and season 8 was, well, we just got to kind of make it up
y'all
as
not
we go.
As good as y'all thought y'all was.
They fucking died. They died. In my musician terms, they died. They just wet
flames?
The bed. They wet the bed. Went down in flames. Whatever you want to say, they went down.
I can't do the flicking noise. Yeah. I'm not good at that.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, like, you know, it was just bad, man. It wasn't bad in the sense that, like, oh, this horrible TV. It wasn't horrible TV. It just wasn't what you expect Game of Thrones.
It was extraordinary writing. There was a guy who came up to our table at the Sanger. We watched the finale at the Sanger Theater here in Hattiesburg. And we were able to, shout out to Elliot the Sanger, we were able to set up a table and speak with people and interact with them and talk to them about what their predictions were, how they felt about the whole season. You'll hear some of the clips throughout this episode.
Boom.
There was one guy, though. He read the books. And one of our questions was, how did you feel that Song of Ice and Fire compared to Game of Thrones? Now, what we didn't ask him is, how did you like the first six seasons as opposed to this one?
Last two.
Yeah, the last two, because the first six were based on the books, which he really liked that. And he did give us some insight, which you're going to hear later, which is going to, it actually made me want to read the book.
Yeah, I do want to read the books now, because, and I want to see how George R. R. Martin actually ends it, because that can't be it, man. That can't be it.
Or maybe it is, but there's more to it that they didn't get to show.
True, because.
Maybe they had to just, like, show the very, very ending. That didn't make any grammatic sense. It doesn't matter. Maybe they just had to show the very ending. What? I just said it again. The very end. There we go.
It won't matter.
What?
It won't matter. So keep going.
I just, y'all, I feel like there was so much anticipation. By the way, there were a lot of people, and y'all let us know about how you felt going into this episode. I had no expectations, because I came into that doggone fight with the Night King with expectations, and freaking Games of Thrones me. And I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not bringing no expectations. I'm not thinking about stuff beforehand. I'm not even going to wreck my brain and move my anxiety into dangerous levels trying to figure out what's going to happen in this episode, because you could literally do anything. And you know what y'all did? You disappointed me.
I had expectations, a lot of expectations. I wanted the killing of Danny to be harder than it was.
Really?
Yep, I wanted that to be harder.
Hmm.
I wanted Grey Worm and Jon to fight.
Somebody else did too.
I wanted them to fight, because they basically teased us with that.
Maybe something else later will happen. I don't see Grey Worm going up to the doggone Night's Watch, to the wall, though. I don't see that.
Oh, it's over. That's never going to happen. That's never happening. Unless they end up in...
Doubt it.
Yeah. Valyria or wherever.
Doubt it.
North. Yeah, they're going to North. Unless they go over there.
I doubt it.
Jon is never going
to
fight
him. They ain't got no reason to go up there.
Yeah. So
the Unsullied? Nah.
No, well, Jon had to go to North. The Unsullied are going to North.
I know, but what I'm saying, the Unsullied have no reason to go to the wall.
Yeah.
At all.
So, you know, they wet the bed, man. They died.
Terrible death.
Died. It's all right, though. It's all right. I'm still going to go back and watch all the episodes.
Oh, you are?
I'm going to go back and watch
all the episodes. Let me tell y'all something, since we're talking about death. I just knew that Game of Thrones was going to Game of Thrones me. And Cersei Lannister's hand was going to come out that rubber. And I put on my Facebook, I said, because when it's happening, or when we were watching the episode, we would live comment. We would do live commentary on our Facebook page during that hour, hour and a half, however long the episode was. I said, if her hand come out this rubber, I know something. Because she need to be dead. But she died in the arms of the man she loved, and that really made me upset, because she caused the death of a lot of people, and she died a peaceful death, and I still ain't let that go.
That wasn't peaceful.
To me, it was.
Bricks falling on your head?
She needed something else.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
She
bloom,
needed something bloom, else.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
She needed something else.
But you want them to skin her alive or
yep.
something?
Yep.
Holy shit.
I'm over it. Skin I'm over her. Alive. She's so terrible. She killed all them doggone bastards. I ain't let that go either.
Hey, man, she knew her husband was a Rolling Stone. He had him out there. They got to go.
She still ain't kill all of them, though.
See, it was one that stayed around. Old Gendry. Gendry.
Where was Gendry?
Gendry was on the panel. Yeah, it was Gendry.
Right.
It was Gendry, Robin, the
right.
Prince of Dorne.
I don't even know why you're telling me all these names, because I don't know them.
Come on now. We're doing them.
I know this is the last one. But I'm just saying, I'm really bad with names. I am much better with faces. Now, I will remember main characters, characters who I have to see, like, every episode. And I can put names with faces, but, y'all, I'm really terrible with names. Like, I need a guide and all of that. And there's just too much to be doing for this. So.
Yeah.
That's why we got Ray.
Yeah. I kind of know a lot of them, but I don't know him.
He knows a lot of them. He doesn't kind of know. He knows.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what... Something else that I liked out of it, you know, want to think of something else. Cause I'm we boo booing on the episode, the season really hard.
Let's find something we liked.
I like Danny being showing how crazy she was. I did like
girl
that.
Girl cracked up, girl.
She was crazy.
But she been this crazy.
Is, we're going to take over the world, Craig. Basically, is what she said.
But she been crazy. And so, when she was giving that speech after they had won, I'm like, girl, where else you going? You going to save all the... Where else are they? You, girl, what do you plan to do to all these people? You ain't got nobody else.
She had all the Unsullied and them doggone...
That's not what I meant. I'm just... What,
they were going to take it over.
That was not going to be good.
They were going to run through a wall for her.
Like... A wall of people.
They crazy.
Crazy.
People like that, you stay away from.
Yes. You be nice to them and you walk on by.
Yeah, because they crazy, for real.
Danny, crazy. Baby girl, been crazy. In the commentary, what's their names, the people who make the show?
David Benioff and I forgot the other guy.
Thank you. They referenced whenever her brother was crowned. Y'all remember that?
The golden crown.
With the golden crown. And she was just looking at him. She been crazy. Been crazy.
Yeah, she
We just thought it was justifiable, which is what Tyrion said when he was talking to Jon.
Yeah, every other thing, every other killing she done has been justifiable. Like freeing the people of Meereen, killing the slave masters.
Yeah.
Hanging the people up.
I had a
up,
problem with that visual afterwards, y'all.
Hanging those people, you know, all that stuff been justifiable.
When they had her up and all them brown hands moving her like she was Jesus walking across.
Oh, God.
Leave that one alone.
Yeah. They just crowd surfed her. That's all it was.
Yeah, I just had a problem.
You don't want to crowd surf?
I just had a problem.
You don't want to crowd surf at one of your shows?
What? I don't trust folks. Drop me. I'm grown. I am a grown woman, and I mean that in every sense of it.
Dude, it's like big people who crowd surf a lot.
I'm just saying. I don't trust people enough for you. You want to drop me? Nah, fam. See, I don't need you. So you I don't ever want you,
you
to.
You can't go to the retreat and they do the trust game.
The trust fall?
You can't do the trick.
That's one person. If I fall.
What is one? It's five people catching you.
Nah, fam, because I'm going to fall from however tall you are and however tall your arms are when they're extended fully up. That's about 7 feet if it's tall people. If it's a person who's probably like 6 feet tall, I'm up 7 feet in the air. If you drop me and you underestimate my weight, it's over with for me. I ain't got nothing else to do.
You're not going to die.
You're right. I might not die, but I might not be able to sing no more.
You're going to be able to sing. You're just going to hurt. Your butt going to hurt a little bit. Your back
ain't trying to break no tailbone.
So you don't
try
do
to dislocate.
Trust game?
Huh?
You don't do trust game like that?
I'll do a trust fall.
Wow.
But I'm not crowd surfing.
Same thing. Tomato, tomato.
Nah, fam. Because you don't know them folks.
But they love you, though.
Everybody who paid to come to your show don't want to come to your show.
Hey, you set a mouthful in.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, shut it in. That's it.
Everybody who paid to come to your show is not a supporter. So definitely not. I will not be crowd surfing.
Well.
That's how I feel about that.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But, you know, Danny just crowd surfed. Now, I don't think they thought she, well, yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Goddamn, Danny.
Danny girl, and she just thought she had done such a great job.
What else? Something she else. I want to do one more thing. I like. I don't got much I like. I don't got much.
I liked how Arya and Jon had the same hairstyle. I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, but what I did like, though, was the visual. When all of the Stark children, who were originally in Winterfell at the very first episode, when they were all walking into their various walks of life, like afterwards, when Jon was walking through the crowd of the people from the north, then Sansa was walking through the people in the room in Winterfell. Arya was walking through the boat, and Bran, did they show Bran? I can't remember, but I did like that part. That visual was sick.
Yeah. Do you think Sansa set all this up?
Yeah.
I think she set everything up.
She set it all up.
She set it all up.
She learned from the best.
Sansa is crazy.
She not crazy.
She crazy, man.
She not crazy. She might just be Cersei Lannister.
No, Sansa is, she got Danny killed.
So?
She set the ball in motion.
You right. She ain't like her.
She set the ball in motion. Said
she was not going to be a good leader. She was right.
Yeah,
she did what was best for the kingdoms, and she had to go. She had to die.
Yeah.
Tyrion, she saw it before it even happened.
Man, it was so crazy when Jon asked Tyrion, he was like, did I do the right thing? And Tyrion was like, man, ask me in 10 years, man. That's how you know it may have not been the morally right thing.
But not also that, but I for me, I took something different away from him saying that. Because if Dany would have still been the queen and sitting on the Iron Throne, the kingdoms might not have lasted 10 years. She was going to be so destructive. She tore down a whole city with her dragon. And I don't know who she made clean it up. Because everybody was in there throwing a party. So I don't know who cleaned up all them bodies and all them petrified people and all that rubble. So what I'm saying is, from what I took from what Tyrion said, was like, ask me in 10 years, meaning you did good work because the kingdoms will at least be here for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what I got from that.
Yeah.
It could have been what you said, Ray, but I just...
He was right there. Like, if Danny lived, and I don't think she would have let him live for 10 more years.
Nah, fam.
But still, like...
Tyrion wouldn't have lived either. It would have been over with.
Yeah.
You betrayed me. He did.
He knew what was going to happen, though. He knew she was going to go crazy and still let it happen.
I wonder at what point he knew. Because for a long time, he believed in her as his queen. That she was going to do the right thing. But then he saw the destruction that she left. And then he took off the hand.
He knew before. He knew when she burned Samuel Tarly's dad.
You think so?
He knew then. He knew then, like, that's not right.
They didn't bend the knee.
They didn't bend the knee, but still he knew that, like, that's not the right thing to do. Just take them as prisoners.
She don't believe in prisoners.
That just because she don't, does that make it right that she don't believe
it? No, okay. It doesn't make it right. Because, so, I mean, you could at least let that man see his son again.
Yeah.
She said, forget it, you about to burn right here.
Yeah, so he knew then. He knew someone. Crazy. He knew someone right with her then.
Crazy.
Then when she burned, that was after she burned all the army, the people. So he knew.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy. Danny girl. The way that she left, though, was very poetic. And it was very romantic. And I thought it was very fitting. You didn't like it, but I did. I thought it was beautiful.
No, I didn't like Drogon just flying her away. Like,
wait, oh, okay. But the way that she died.
Yeah, that was
it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful death.
I did not think that Jon would have actually done it. His character surprised me. I thought he was going to be Quentin Danny to the end. And he said, you will always be my queen. Shink.
Yeah, that When I heard that shit, I said, Oh, wow. It's over.
Somebody ain't leaving this place. Somebody ain't leaving.
I kind of figured something was up because she doggone. He, you know, like the last few episodes, he ain't kissing her and all that stuff. And then he just started kissing her.
It was nasty.
And he, I said, oh.
Somebody ain't leaving here.
It was dope how they, I like how they did the, that's the other thing I like. How Drogon was hid in the snow. Was that snow or was that ash?
I was trying to figure out where they found all that snow. Because like, where?
They say it don't snow in King's Landing.
But they sure had a whole bunch of snow. Where did that snow come from?
Snow or freaking
It must
ash.
Have been snow because her face looked real cold.
Like, fam.
I don't know what. It had to have been snow.
And you know, it was a flashback to the episode when she had the vision of the shit tore down in King's Landing and run the Iron Throne. That was a flashback to that. So I liked that. They did some good stuff, man. They did good stuff, but I just felt like it was rushed, man. Super rushed.
Y'all could have gave us some more episodes.
Do 10. Get do 10. 10 would have been beautiful.
Y'all really should have gave us some more episodes. I don't know if y'all didn't have a budget.
They spent $52 million on one episode.
We was going to watch.
$52 million.
I don't know why y'all only gave us 6.
God have mercy. I need to get in the movie industry, TV industry. Where you get $52 million from, fam?
Viewers.
Holy Jesus Christ. HBO went broke.
They didn't.
Went broke.
They got all that.
They got all that back. They set a record like 19.7 million people watched the finale.
I'm sure they did.
19.7 million.
Folks who wasn't even studying Game of Thrones 2 years ago. 2 years, fam. Like, you got folks salivating on the first episode.
Like, and I wanted to do that number include like how we watched it at the Singer.
I don't know.
Was that
maybe
just
they have the, to like report that?
Was that just like the actual subscribers, 19.7 million subscribers, or was that?
Nah, that's probably like subscribers and then per method, because there are some people who watch, who one person buys HBO and then they invite a whole bunch of people to their house.
Like, that's crazy. 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 19.7. You let half of them 19.7 million people down. They've invested in this show for 10 years. You boo-booed on them. You did it on them. Ain't that how the song say you did it on
them? It does say that.
Good God Almighty. That's what the songwriter say. You did it on them. My God.
Okay, guys.
Well, we're going to start playing some commentary from the guests from the Singer around this time.
Yeah. Let's hear what they have to think about. Now, mind you, please be advised that this was commentary from before the episode. So we asked them about 5 different questions. The most important question we wanted to know is, who do you think will take the Iron Throne? So if you go to our Facebook page, you can see the picture of who everyone thought was going to take.
How many people thought Bran was going
to? I'll have to go back and look at the picture.
It's like 4, right? 4 or 5?
There were like 4 different people who wrote it on there, I believe, and then some wrote tallies. However, a lot of people thought that it was going to be Sansa.
Yeah. She did take a throne.
She did take a throne, just not the iron one.
Yeah.
Somebody said Bronn, and that would have been hilarious if Bronn would have taken the throne, because he would have been like, all right, let's bring back all the Brothos. All right, this is Imani from What in the Winterfell, and I'm here with who?
Clifton Hyde.
All right, so what I would like to know is, of these 3 characters, who do you think will take the Iron Throne? Littlefinger, Tyrion, and Gendry Baratheon.
Well, Littlefinger's dead.
I know, but someone said that they think, because Littlefinger was from Braavos, that he actually is not dead. Well, that's that he paid someone to have his face and he's somewhere else, and that he will come back and claim the Iron Throne and have Sansa as his wife. So that's why I asked you about that one.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. I don't know if I believe it, but it's far fetched,
but it's
that's
cool,
far fetched, you know. But it's so cool. Is Donald Trump being president. So I mean, crazier shit's happened.
I'm telling you, man, you never know what happened. Yeah. Hey, pulling out the bag on you.
Yeah, I'm one of the book reading nerds. Oh. So
I had a question.
Okay.
And I
enjoy it. I've been thinking that Tyrion's going to end up on the throne the entire time.
Yeah.
That's my guess. And I think Dany's going to probably die, but I think Jon Snow's probably going to go back up and hang out with Ghost and everyone up north.
Yeah.
That's my thinking.
He doesn't want to be.
Actually about the book.
Okay. So you are actually our first you are our first person who's come to visit our table who has read the books. So this question is for you. How did the Song of Ice and Fire series compare to Game of Thrones? Because, like, I'm a book reader, and normally I did not, because I didn't know about this series until I ended up binging it, but I watched the last season in real time and then this one in real time. So normally if there's like a series that's coming out or something that's going to be in the movies or made into a show, I'll read the book beforehand. And then, like, because when you read the book, well, for me, it's like I'm watching a movie, but in my head. Like, I can make up all the characters and all these kind of things. Right. So how do you feel like this has... Exactly. So how do you feel like this has compared to what you thought it was going to be with you reading the book and then what it actually has been on HBO?
I really, really, really enjoyed the show. Very much so. There was a lot of performances that really fit the bill of who I like how I thought of them. Especially, like, Peter Dinklage. Like, that was... That he got Tyrion and boom, like
nailed it.
Yeah, and I think one of the other ones that doesn't get any credit is the guy that plays Grey Worm is a badass, and he nailed that character. Like, that was one that didn't really stick out in the books.
It translates from the book.
Well, it's just like you didn't think that he had as much gravitas, but this guy he owns it. He really owns it, and he really like made it into something cool. Now, what I miss the most about the books that you just can't do in the TV series is that the books are each chapter is from a different person's point of view.
Oh.
So, like, the first, it may be, like, Theon, or from Ramsay Bolton's point of view, or Sansa's point of view, or Brienne's point of view. So, a lot of times you'll see, like, the same thing happen four or five different ways, but they don't all line up. So, you have to kind of figure out what really happened. But then you also get the motivations behind the characters.
Why they did it.
Yeah, and so one of the coolest things to me was I'm being interviewed.
What are you doing?
I'm getting interviewed right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what about this?
We have a podcast.
So the coolest thing is to me the way Cersei is you never see Cersei's point of view until book 4. So you just hear people talking about her, and then she finally, you start hearing her motivations after Tywin dies. And it's just super cool. But, I mean, they're different. You just have to, do both. Do both, and drink wine, and life will be good.
Do you think it's a good thing to go back and watch?
I think everyone should go back and read the books, because there are some differences, and they combine a few characters into one, but it's really interesting. Okay. Read the books.
What's your name?
Clifton Hyde.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Okay. So, you were here at the last one, at the last showing of the episode at the Sanger, which is where we are right now. And you...
The Battle of Winterfell.
Yeah, the Battle of Winterfell. You gave us a really good prediction, and then afterwards, you were actually right. So, who do you think, because you did such a great job last time, who do you think will take the Iron Throne?
That's a tough one. John doesn't want it. I think Tyrion may end up on it. Mm-hmm. If Dany doesn't kill Tyrion in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, you think he's going to go that fast?
Yes.
Wow.
It might happen.
It will go fast, very fast. And the last half hour will be like wrapping up the loose ends, who gets what house and who goes where.
Okay.
And I think the main part's gonna go very quick.
Okay. One more question. Do you think Varys' prediction about Dany was true?
About her turning?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you think it was justified in him?
I think he was doing the right thing.
Do you think Dany was doing the right thing?
No.
No? Okay.
No. She's had this design for, she's been wanting this throne for years that, in reality, she really doesn't deserve. She hasn't done anything to deserve a throne. And it's everything she's done, like freeing the Unsullied and stuff like that, was all to further her pursuit of the throne.
True, true.
It's not, there's an old saying, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Okay.
And her wanting to that power corrupts. John doesn't want the power. He would make the perfect king,
yeah.
But he doesn't want it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Tyrion doesn't want it.
Okay.
I think if you end up with a person who doesn't want the throne on the throne, they're going to do a much better job than someone who wants the throne. And with Tyrion, technically, he's still married to Sansa. So
technically.
They could, should be queen.
I don't think she wants to leave Winterfell, though.
I don't think so either. I think Jon's going to end up being the Warden of the North.
Yeah.
But
I think he's going to go north.
Yes.
He's going to go north.
Past the wall.
Yeah, past the wall.
Establish his own kingdom up there.
Yeah.
But not as king, as just as a leader.
Yeah.
For some of the other characters, Arya, what, like I'm reading your question here about a spinoff. I'd love to see series where Arya travels the countryside, righting wrongs, defending the weak and innocent, and taking care of bad guys. It would kind of like a modern Zorro or something. Well, not modern, no, Westeros Zorros, Zorro, but I think that'd be an interesting series and worth watching.
Okay.
Of course, you can have cameos. She can return to Winterfell or go to King's Landing.
Do you think she's going to make it past this episode?
Yes.
I think her and Dany may have to square off, man.
Dany's not a fighter.
The dragon is, though.
The dragon, what I would love to see is the dragon realize that Jon is a Targaryen and kind of switch the dragon's allegiance to Jon. Jon tells the dragon no, and the dragon stops and pays attention.
Yeah.
And not roast. If I was writing this episode, I would have her Dany trying to kill Tyrion like she did Varys with the dragon, but Jon says no, and the dragon doesn't. And that just throws it all crazy.
Okay.
Now her last dragon's not listening to her. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, she go mad. She go mad. What's your name again?
Dan. Thank you.
Hopefully we can hear from you after.
In the red now. Oh, God.
We're in the red? Mm-hmm. All right. So what's your name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. Do you believe that Varys' prediction of how Dany will rule is going to be correct?
Absolutely not. She's crazy.
Well, that's what he said.
She's not
gonna, I'm going to give you this mic.
She's crazy. Someone's going to have to kill her. I don't know who it's going to be, but she's gone.
Do you think that she's going to kill everybody else?
No. I'm going with John's going to get her at some point in this episode.
What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Ashley.
Okay,
you're shaking your head.
Okay, this is what I think.
Oh, yeah, tell us.
I think that she's going to be pregnant with Jon Snow's baby. However, I think that Arya is going to kill her. But I think before Arya can kill Dany, I think Dany's going to kill Jon because she's already really freaked out.
I agree with you.
About the fact that he's the rightful heir to the Iron Throne.
How do you, emotionally, how would you feel if she killed Jon?
If she killed me?
No,
she killed Jon.
Oh.
Emotionally, how
how would you feel?
Honestly, if the dragon stays alive, I think I'll be okay. You know, if they die and the dragon's still alive, then don't really.
Okay, but do you feel like if she does kill him, do you think it's going to be an intimate killing or like a savage one?
I think she's mad at him right now because he hasn't given the love back. Because he's, you know, because he was raised as a Stark. So mm-hmm. he's not about the whole, you know, doing it with your aunt. And so, but she is because she's a Targaryen. So she's like, oh, well, you know, half my family's already done that. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a, you should have just slept with me when you had the chance kind of
trifling petty.
You know, I think.
Trifling petty. Well, her brother was trifling and petty.
That could be.
Yeah, he was crazy. That's why he got.
I like your prediction, though.
Liquid gold.
I like that prediction.
Thank y'all.
Danny's definitely going to kill Jon.
I think she's going to kill Jon.
She's definitely going to kill Jon.
But think about it. Arya's supposed to kill someone with green eyes, right?
Yeah, right.
Danny's got green eyes. And if Cersei's is so-called dead, which I don't think she is.
You don't think Cersei's dead?
Oh, no.
All that fell on her in the Arya?
She's like a tick, man. They're hard to kill.
Oh, my God, yes.
Boom. High five.
Drop mic.
High five.
I'm for it. Because he would have been like, all right, let's bring back all the brothels. Woo, woo. Just like he did at that table, y'all. Woo. He said, I'm bringing them back.
My boy.
I ain't want to commit to nothing.
Man, I would.
How you got a non-committal person over the money? Huh?
Hey, man, he good with money.
He can't commit to nothing.
That's good.
Oh, geez.
Don't commit. I don't need you to commit to spending millions of dollars.
Oh, my God.
Unless it's for the sewer. Mm-hmm. We're going to clean the sewer.
Clean the sewer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to hear from a couple different people. And their commentary was very interesting. Oh, my favorite one. You guys are going to hear my favorite one. My favorite theory. Because I'm going to say it a couple times. But it definitely has something to do with Ned Stark. I really wanted to believe that one.
They didn't even give us a Ned Stark.
Nothing.
Jesus Christ.
We couldn't even get a.
We gotta end this, but I'm getting upset.
We couldn't even look at his head a little bit. We couldn't even get a flashback. We couldn't even see. We couldn't even see any of the Starks. Y'all just didn't want to even give us that.
Lyanna.
Nothing.
Give us something.
Nothing.
Lyanna, Rhaegar.
Nothing.
Somebody.
We couldn't even see anyone.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all didn't even want to do like a reunion. Y'all didn't want to do like a dream sequence. Nothing.
Jesus Christ.
We're just left to be okay with everyone going their separate ways. Freaking Samwell Tully. Did his girlfriend even have a baby? Huh? Did she even have the child?
Well, between then and death, and that was like 3 weeks.
Well, they.
She can't have a baby in 3 weeks.
But they make things look. There's no freaking way.
Yeah, they said like 2-3 weeks.
How'd they go from the top of freaking. Okay. In a week's time, you think they can ride on a horse?
I don't think they can.
From the top to the bottom?
That's what the show said. The show.
I think that's not true.
What? What the hell?
There's no way. There's no freaking way. Oh, Jaime Lannister went from freaking Winterfell to King's Landing. How? In a day's time? You freaking lying. You freaking lying. How is that possible when it took Arya and Gendry so freaking long to get from King's Landing all the way up to the freaking wall? How? How is that possible? It's not. It's not. Jaime Lannister had one hand, and he probably still has to defend himself between the wall and being in Winterfell and King's Landing. You're not about to tell me that it only took him a day. It's not possible. So the baby, I want to see the baby.
You know, the wall is, like, far away from me.
Yeah, I know, but I'm... Sorry, I'm coming back down. Winterfell. There's no freaking way that in a day's time they went from winter... He came from Winterfell out of Brienne's bed, by the way.
I agree with
Trifling.
You.
Trifling. There's no way.
I agree with you, but...
I know that they said that it's only a day, but they're lying.
They, you know, they do what they want to.
Obviously, you're right, because it's Game of Thrones. Obviously, y'all can do whatever you want.
They do whatever.
But
that's
I'm just
why
saying.
They ended the show so asinine.
Just haphazard. Just throwing endings at people. Just
it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, is it?
Is it all right?
It's not all right, but it's all right.
Is it? I mean, it's going to have to be because we just have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Where is the baby?
What baby?
I want to see the little chunky baby who becomes another maester and is loved by Samuel Tali and his wildling wife, girlfriend.
She wasn't got married. Wildling.
She was that one of them daughters.
Yeah, she was one of Castellan's daughters.
Nasty.
Incest. She's a she's a product of incest.
She is.
And Sam Jr. is a product of incest too.
So nasty. Wait a minute.
Yep. She just named him Sam Jr., but he
Oh, well, yeah, Sam Jr. I'm thinking about the baby.
Yeah, it's a baby. It's
no.
She had a baby.
She had a baby, but not the one she about to have with Samuel Tali.
Yeah. Yeah.
Samuel Tali and her, they related?
No.
So that baby not going to be incestuous?
Yeah, but the first baby is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
For sure. Because that's her daddy baby.
Yeah, nasty. That's what I said.
Nasty. Freaking nasty. Y'all just don't have nothing better to do.
That's how they did it back in the day, man. Well, it's been an episode of What in the Winterfell.
Stick what with. In the Winterfell?
We'll see y'all whenever the prequel come out, hopefully. Yep. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. They probably take this prequel 2-3 years to come out.
So aggravating.
So, the Age of Heroes.
I better not waste my time for this prequel to come out. It better not be a waste. Because you know we're going to wait for it.
Yeah, I think the prequel is going to be dope. It's going to be super dope. It's about... Yeah.
I want to see them Targaryens.
It's going to be super dope. Well, you're going to see a lot of incest. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Be prepared. Just letting you know. Heads up. All right. Well, we'll see y'all.
When we see y'all.
Be safe.
Be
Love
blessed.
On somebody.
Not anyone you're related to.
All right. Bye-bye.